Dave Hunter tells us in his book, The Fender Telecaster, that the tone of any guitar is fundamentally shaped by its design, the wood used to construct it, and the hardware and electronic components mounted to it. In the case of the Fender Telecaster, he says, a Tele player is always a Tele player, and only a Tele will fit the bill. Artists who become real Telecaster players, and not just guitarists, however good, who happen to play a Telecaster now and then, tend to become passionate about the instrument, and there are several reasons for that which we can possibly quantify, or can at least try to do so. Then again, there is perhaps some magic in it that we cannot quantify unless we simply phrase it as guitarist Jim Capilongo does. I think the sound of the Telecaster penetrates some aspect of humanity. It sounds like some electric Maria Callas. She was coming after me. After me. Meanwhile, G.E. Smith has had a Telecaster since his mom got him one for his 11th birthday, and he says, there's no sound that I can't find in it. Blazing riffs, hot licks, and jaw-dropping guitar wizardry will be on full display Friday, September 21st, when Masters of the Telecaster, featuring three of the world's preeminent blues rock guitarists, take the stage at the Scranton Cultural Center, and it will be in the Grand Ballroom. Maria Santamaro is Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, and she dropped in to fill us in.
Oh, we're so excited about this. Friday, September 21st, on the main stage facing the ballroom, the show is called Masters of the Telecaster. It features G.E. Smith, Jim Weider, and Tom Principato. So for anyone who does not know who G.E. Smith is, maybe those of us at a certain age point will recognize him from the early days of Saturday Night Live. He was the band leader, the band director for SNL, from 1985 to 1995. So that was a really good, very good stint. I think a lot of folks don't know that he was once married to Gilda Radner. They were together prior to his joining the show. He did some work with her on one of her Broadway shows musically, and then he took the reins there. But he also toured with Hall & Oates. The thing with GE and this area that many don't know is that he was born in Scranton, lived in the Stroudsburg area. So that's where he grew up and started playing guitar at a very, very young age, and was like playing local places, high school dances at the early age of like 11. So he certainly has honed his craft from a very young age. And then I believe his career just catapulted when he moved to Connecticut. And I want to say that was in 79-ish. And it all went from there. So he toured with Hall & Oates. He's toured with Bob Dylan. Both groups, I believe, worked with him in his scheduling, because of course Saturday Night Live is an every week live show, and Saturday night's a big deal when you're gigging and doing concerts. So you have to be pretty good for those kinds of celebrity artists to work around that schedule when booking tours.
How is it that we have this show here?
I put together, as you know, many music events, working with local regional musicians, and just kind of was looking for something different to showcase in that room. And what I started to realize, and one of the differences with this venue in particular, this room in particular, is that there's no one else around here that quite does this in this way. So I started to look at other markets, you know, in other parts of the state, including the Sellersville Theater, Daryl's House, City Winery. And these are all venues that cater to that very specific niche audience, that very intimate type of a show. And I came across this performance that's been touring. GE has been touring this show for a few years now. And he works with Jim Weider, who most would know him from the band. He was the lead guitarist from the band, Levon Helm Band, The Weight Band, and he's also got some other projects. He's from the Woodstock gang, if you will. So he's coming down from upstate New York, and that's fun. Tom Principato is a blues man, a DC down-home blues man. So we know that this particular style of show is going to be more in that blues direction, and we're most likely going to see a tribute to the Roy Buchanan kind of sound.
You mentioned the stage opening onto the ballroom. What does that make possible for the audience?
The audience is, this is going to be a beautiful setup too, because the tables are going to be set up. The stage is going to be built up and brought in. The legs are going to be brought in a little bit closer. So that means we're going to be able to bring up the tables almost like you're on top of the stage. Like, it's going to be that close. It'll be kind of like, you know, you and I are maybe a couple of feet apart. That's where the first table is going to be. It's like, you know, right there, up close and personal. And that's the design of these shows. And virtually what I did when I saw this, I was, online, and I was looking at this particular show, Masters of the Telecaster, with G.E. Smith. And he switches it up with other players sometimes. It's usually G.E. Smith and Jim Weider. And maybe, depending upon availability, it could be John Harrington or Snowy White or other guitar players throughout the country. But this is going to be a very, very cool setup.
And how do people find out more?
Oh, definitely. Please hop on our website, ScrantonCulturalCenter.org. Or you can call the box office, 570-344-1111. Purchase tickets in advance, and at the door, it does go up. So I would definitely suggest that you purchase your tickets in advance. Seating is also first come, first serve, so please get there early. Doors will be opening up at 7. Show starts at 8.
She's that cool pie-popper. You know you better change your name.
Maria Santamaro, Director of Strategic Initiatives at the Scranton Cultural Center, speaking about Masters of the Telecaster, featuring G.E. Smith, Jim Weider, and Tom Principato, on Friday, September 21st at 8 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Scranton Cultural Center, 420 North Washington Avenue, and that is in downtown Scranton. And we heard Maria say that G.E. Smith was born in Scranton and grew up in the Stroudsburg area. He'll be returning to Scranton, his roots, and he'll be bringing Jim Weider of the band and Tom Principato, and they'll have music by Roy Buchanan, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Sam Cooke, many other pieces, and of course the Telecaster will be front and center. Masters of the Telecaster, and that's Friday, September 21st at the Scranton Cultural Center in the Grand Ballroom. And for more information online, scrantonculturalcenter.org, scrantonculturalcenter.org. G.E. Smith, a native of northeastern Pennsylvania, best known as the leader of the Saturday Night Live band from 1985 through 1995, and he will be here with Jim Weider of the band and Tom Principato. Masters of the Telecaster, Friday, September 21st at 8 at the Scranton Cultural Center, scrantonculturalcenter.org.